SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Monday. So much to process from the weekend. What could possibly be the good of the day? Well, let's get the good of the day, Mr. Culver.
Yeah, I mean, it's over the weekend, but it, you know, spilled from last week.
Right.
The good of the day is Twitter can be good, can be put to good use sometimes.
Okay, give me that example.
Islanders winger, Anthony Beauvillier.
Your guess is as good as mine.
It's Beauvillier. So I'm going to go Beauvillier.
Yep.
He's a winger for the New York Islanders. He shot his shot, for Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick?
Yes.
Okay.
And what makes Twitter golden is that his legions of wingmen came up with the assist.
Okay, explain this.
So he went out there and he just pretty much just said, "Hi, Anna Kendrick," you know, and tweeted at her. I mean, you know. He didn't really say much anything else, but you can see that there's probably a little what the kids nowadays call thirst.
Right.
Right? Or whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to speak their vernacular. Sorry, kids. But a bunch of guys responded on Twitter to kind of help him along. For instance, one said, "All I know is when I needed a brain transplant, Anthony was there. And not just by himself. Oh, no. But with the children from the orphanage he adopted and all the kittens he saved from the pet store."
Very nice. So basically what you're saying is Anthony Beauvillier shoots out a shot to Anna Kendrick.
Yep.
And then all of his friends decide to pump up his resume to Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
By saying these awesome things that he has done in his life.
Awesome, outlandish things.
Wonderful.
And I mean, they're all golden. You know, it says, "Remember, Bo, when you saved me from a burning building, cooked me a 7-course meal, and taught me 8 languages?
Wonderful.
That was a great day."
That's great. Why would you reject a guy who can do all that?
So I say this is good because Anna Kendrick actually responded with, "These replies have been my entertainment for the last 2 days. Thank you all for wriggling me with the true tales of this man's heroism." So she responded. She knows
he's
out
there.
Does
she have any interest in dating a New York Islander hockey player?
I hope so.
Okay.
I guess he's a little bit younger than she is.
I was just going to ask this. All right. So the Twilight movie that I know her from that in Pitch Perfect and a couple of others, like Up in the Air with George Clooney.
Commercials.
Yeah, and some commercials.
It's a Capital One commercial.
But
or something.
Like Twilight was like 10, 11 years ago. And she was probably in like 18, 19, 20 when that movie came out. So she's got to be 30. I looked him up. He's 22.
She's 34.
Okay, there's no chances she's dating a 22-year-old.
Oh, come on.
No way.
She could.
She's an actress in Hollywood. She's not dating a 22-year-old. She's not. Listen.
No,
she's not.
No. You're okay. Absolutely right. She is an actress in Hollywood, but a lot of times they go for the youngers.
All right, she's not dating a 22-year-old hockey player who only has 22 points on the season. All right.
Well, that's weak.
That's
bad. You're kicking a man down when he's down like this.
10 goals and 11 and 12 assists in 37 games.
You are so not his wingman.
She can do way better than that. There's plenty of single hockey guys who'll be more than happy to date Anna Kendrick. Nate McKinnon is a superstar with the Avalanche. Sure, he would be more than happy to date actress Anna Kendrick. She's 34? Really? That old?
Yeah.
Not that 34 is old, but
no.
Oh, I thought she was 28, 29.
34 is actually a great age.
It is.
When you think
age.
About it, come on now.
You're old enough to be wise, but young enough to be reckless.
Yes.
Right? You're kind of in the middle there.
That's what the kids say, the 34 is the
That's
new
right.
24.
That's right. Like, you're old enough to know better, but then you're old enough to be like, "Well, I kind of don't. I kind of can do some stuff and still get away with it. I'm still young enough that it's cool." You know, it's like I'm too old to go to parties. Like I go to a party and I'm thinking, how do I get out of this? So I go home and sleep. 34, you're like, "No, I can stay up till 2 a.m. I can continue to do this." 34 is a pretty good age. I don't know if it's old enough to date a 22-year-old hockey star. I don't even think he's a star. But good job. Good job, though. I'm going to stop being cynical and I'm going to root for this budding romance.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to support Anthony Beauvillier's chance to land Hollywood actress Anna Kendrick, who worked with George Clooney once in a movie. So she's got that going for her.
All right,
and Robert Pattinson.
She apparently is currently dating. Okay, well, your theory might be right.
What is
she's currently dating a film cinematographer, a British cinematographer named Ben Richardson.
Whatever.
He's 44.
Okay, that's going to end quickly. He's a 22-year-old hockey player.
Hey, I mean, Ben better be on the lookout, right?
Right? Be careful. Be careful,
22-year-old hockey
man.
Player in the prime of his
that's
life.
That's right. Be careful, old man. That's
endurance,
all I got to say.
Endurance, stamina are some that's of right. the words used to describe hockey players.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Anna Kendrick might get bored quickly. Anthony Beauvillier, you are on deck.
Yes.
To land Anna Kendrick. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Okay, the bad of the day. Now, bear with me, okay?
I will.
I'm not getting political or anything like that, or PC, whatever it might be.
That's right.
Two U.S. women's national team players, Ashley Harris and Allie Krieger, tied the knot over this holiday.
Okay.
I have nothing against. I'm so happy for them. I hope they have a long and fruitful life together.
God bless them.
Where I'm coming from as the bad is that I've always been taught, and I'm sure you have too, that you don't dip your pen in company ink.
Right.
And so I'm just waiting for the first moment when we see these two on the field together, and maybe there was a lovers quarrel the night before, and one's not passing the ball to the other.
That's a good point. No, that's legitimate.
Right.
That's a legitimate concern.
It's a legitimate concern.
Like, you want to think that you would be professional, but it doesn't always work that way.
No.
Right?
I mean, we've seen it in mixed doubles matches or things like that. Or, you know, you've seen it in work environments.
Sure.
I mean, they put on a good face. So, you know, like actors and actresses. Like, I can't remember the actors' names, but the two main characters from Big Bang Theory. The girl and the Johnny
yes,
Galecki.
That's right. That's right.
They were dating for a long time, and then they had a really bad breakup. And so you could see some of that animosity at the beginning. I mean, they were able to figure things out as the show went on, but you can see, like, after the breakup, there was some rough patches for them. And yeah. I'm just curious about that. I'm not saying that they're going to break up. But, you know, what if they're arguing over, you know, you left the toilet seat up? I don't think that's going to happen in that household. But
no, but you never know.
It could happen.
I thought you were going to pay the electric bill this month. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I left it on my desk. Well, now the electricity is getting shut off. Learn to pay the bills.
And we're in Germany.
Thing. Yeah.
How are we going to take care of this?
We're in
Germany.
How are we going to take care of this now? You have to go online and pay it online. Well, I don't have my credit card. I don't know my login number. What's your password? Oh, what's your password? You don't remember your password? Yeah, those little things could explode.
Exactly.
Lord knows I know that firsthand. So, yeah, good luck. Good luck. Just try to be good.
Yeah, you know,
everybody has got this.
And what happens if this? I mean, I've heard of Allie Krieger. Ashley Harrison, I think, is up and coming. But what if one of them is not invited to play on the U.S.
That's true. That's true. What if down the road one of them isn't living up to the expectations and is off the team?
Yeah. Will the other be supportive no matter what, or will that be a little like, no, should have been me? You weren't really that great of a player.
You're right. You know what? You know what, Ron? You're right.
There's all those little things. I mean, listen, I'm excited for them. I'm actually gonna hoping. I don't know if they might be on their honeymoon, but I will be taking in a U.S. women's national team game at the end of January.
Oh, okay, very good.
They're coming to Houston, so I will
pay attention to that.
I'm going to be curious. I don't know if they're going to be back from their honeymoon yet.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, Houston's not really a honeymoon destination this time of the year or ever. But I'm just curious. I want to see, you know, is there a little lover's spat, a lover's quarrel, if you will, going
very
on
good.
Between them.
All right, what's the dumb?
The dumb of the day, and this definitely came out over the holidays, Lamar Jackson's act of kindness towards his offensive lineman. You heard about this?
Oh, yes.
Where he gifted
Rolex watches to everybody.
Not a bad gift. I mean, we've seen this all
not
the time.
Not a bad gift? That's a great gift.
Quarterbacks do this all the time for their offensive lineman. Running backs do it all the time for their offensive lineman. Where the bad comes in is Karen. And her name is Karen. You know, I mean, it's kind of funny because they always say Karen messes this up. Karen messes that up. You know, don't be a Karen.
Right.
It's like, I think it might be
I don't think I've ever heard that term.
Yeah, you haven't? You should check it out.
No, I haven't been in an office in a while, but I probably should know that.
Open a book. No, I mean, Karen is like the universal name now of the one who always just meddles into things. But this actually came from a Karen. She decided to write in an opinion piece. She's a reader in an opinion piece in the Baltimore Sun. The holiday season was in full swing with high hopes for the Ravens when I read that Lamar Jackson gifted Rolexes to his offensive line. So disappointing that in an age where professional athletes are making an insane amount of money, he couldn't have donated to charities and done it in the name of his offensive line. They treated his teammates to dinner, or then treated his teammates to dinner. Those players can all afford their own Rolexes. So it is very discouraging that someone didn't give him a little guidance. It just flaunts the amount of money they make and don't know what to do with it. Sorry, Lamar. I am not such a big fan now.
Oh, that is harsh. First of all, Lamar Jackson probably does donate to charity.
I bet he does. He has his own charity.
I'm sure he has his own charity and is very active in the local Baltimore community. I'm almost sure of that. And the fact that he wants to give out Rolexes to his offensive linemen who have done a good job for him is none of her business.
Yep.
Is that unless it's a male pretending to be a Karen. But still, that's none of their none of our business. It's just it becomes news, but because we kind of expect these kind of stories. But so what?
Exactly.
So we bought him Rolex watches. I mean, you listen. This is where people. You know what? I'm sick and tired of. I really am. I'm sick and tired of the jealousy that people have for people who make money. Right? I get it. They make a fortune, right? They play a kid's game and all that stuff. But when you know the business side of it, they are selling their services in a multi-billion dollar industry, and you do the exact same thing. If your business, and you are one of the only 25 people that could do a particular job really well, you'd make a lot of money at that too. Whatever you do for a living, pretend only 25 other people can do it well on the planet and see what you're worth. If you knew your company was making billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars on your particular ability to do that job, you'd make $100 million too. Right? And he's not even making that yet. Right? No, he's still making his rookie deal until the endorsement money and all the other stuff is separate.
I just went to Google real quick, just typed in Lamar Jackson charity, right? I mean, first of all, it shows all these articles and how this woman is being blasted by everybody. But last year, okay, he wasn't even a big-time star last year. Donated $25,000 to a school through Blessings in a Backpack.
Yes!
$25,000, and he's a rookie.
Most all of them do. Not all of them. Most all of them do.
Yeah, most all of them do. I mean, we can say that, you know.
They get told that in the meeting, like, look, you know, find some charitable work, do that, and be good in your community, all that stuff.
Yeah, help out. I mean, this guy's a role model.
Yeah.
For everybody in the Baltimore area. And she has to call him out over. That's stupid.
That is dumb. That is a good dumb. That's the good, the bad, the dumb. It is a Monday as we roll along on SB Nation AM.